Well, hello everybody, Jason Sism here, and welcome to episode 92 of the JB Sism Show. Today I'm talking about the three things every writer must do. That's right, I'm going to be telling you why you should be attending writer's groups, why you should go to the next writing seminar you can find, and why you should invest some money into some online training. All right, Dave, kick the show off for me.
Do you have a message to share and wonder, how do I get heard? Broadcasting from the beautiful lakes of Minnesota and the Twin Cities, welcome to the JB Sism Show. This show will motivate you with clarity and help you find your voice so you can take your message to the next level. Now here's your host, Jason Sism.
Well, my friends, and taking everything to the next level is exactly what I love to do each and every week here at jbsism.com. Well, my friends, welcome to another episode. My name is Jason Sism. I'm your host. And this show is designed to help you get the tools that you need so you can find your voice and succeed in your family, your ministry, and your life. That's right, my friends. I want to equip you so you can transform lives and reach the world with the message that God has put on your heart. Well, when I sit down to write, it's as if the world disappears and a new world emerges. Well, writers often feel that they can write alone and they don't need any help. Well, how wrong are we? Well, my friends, in today's episode, I want to talk about writers' groups, I want to talk about seminars, and I want to talk about online writing courses. These three events are a must for any budding writer and advanced writer. What's the purpose? Well, why you should attend and what it can do for your writing. And I'm going to talk about that today. Well, my friends, this is the JB Sism Show. This is going to be good. Well, as always, it is good to be back behind the microphone and I sat down to record this morning and I ran into a problem. My SD card, there's this little toggle switch on an SD card where you can lock it. The stupid thing broke off. And it broke off and I didn't know what to do anymore. So I kind of scratched my head and I thought maybe I could flick the little switch on the inside of the card with a needle. That wasn't working very well. So I ended up doing some YouTube searching. So if you have an SD card and you're thinking of throwing it away because the little toggle switch on the side that locks it, unlocks, broke off, do this little trick because it is working, and I can tell you it's working because you're listening to this episode right now. Take a piece of masking tape or scotch tape and wrap it around that little notch in the side where the little toggle switch is supposed to be. Avoid the little writing chip, but wrap it around that notch, and that should take care of it. There's like a magnetic sensor, and that toggle switch, that little piece of plastic, keeps the magnet from recognizing that the device is either locked or unlocked. So that's what you got to do, is just put a little scotch tape or a little piece of masking tape, which is all I had in my desk drawer, and it works. So the fact that you're listening to this episode tells me that the tape didn't fail on me. But again, it is good to be behind the microphone. It is 8 a.m. on Wednesday the 22nd. 8 a.m. Wednesday the 22nd. That's right. You're listening to this the very day I recorded it. So, yeah. So I probably should get a little better at scheduling my recording sessions. It's been kind of crazy. We're knee-deep in Easter at the church and knee-deep into a book project that I'm doing for another author, so it's sucking a lot of my time away, and it's not that this podcast isn't a priority for me. It is a priority for me, but there's some other things that have been a little bit more pressing in my business as well as at the church. So bear with me, and I'm glad you have stuck with me the last few weeks. We were on about a 2-week hiatus, and that's just because I was working on what my next goals were for what my next goals are for 2017, and I'm not going to get into it in today's episode. I'm probably going to talk about it a little bit next week on what some of my goals for 2017 are. I always like to do an episode where I talk about those. So stick around for next week on that. And I think you are going to enjoy that. Well, today, what I wanted to talk about is things that every writer must do. So three things every writer must do. And I said that I believe every writer needs to attend a writer's group. Every writer needs to attend a writer's seminar, and every writer needs to buy and purchase online courses. And I think we would be remiss as writers, and I would be remiss as a teacher to say, well, you don't need to spend the money on this stuff. Oh, how wrong I would be on that. Yes, you do need to spend the money on it. Because writing is not one of these things that you just sit down and do. Writing is one of these things that you learn. And any professional blogger will tell you that you have to learn the craft of blogging. Any book writer will tell you you have to learn the craft of book writing or article writing. There is something always new to be learned. And I've been blogging for 10 years. This year will be 10 years since I started blogging. I started blogging, and you've heard me talk about this before, I started blogging on Facebook. And I always knew I wanted to be a book author. I always wanted to have a book to my name. And I had been working hard at writing a book that is still sitting in a desk drawer. It'll never see the light of day. It's only about 2/3 of the way written. I should probably just finish it just to say it's done. yeah, it's pretty bad. But I wanted to be a writer. Well, I figure I had a message on my heart, so I started blogging. Started blogging on Facebook. Come around 2009, I realized I was going to be releasing my book, Divine Providence, and at the time I actually had it called The Snow Globe, which, who knows, maybe I'll change it back to that because that seems a little more fitting. But nonetheless, I knew I needed a blog. I knew I wanted to take my message to an actual website. So that's what I did. I started a blog on WordPress.com, and I think WordPress.com is, I think, the first place most bloggers should start. I would avoid blogger.com. I would avoid Wix. I would avoid Squarespace. I wouldn't blog on any of those platforms. I don't think they have very good blogging platforms. And you can't easily take your content away from those places. So I would highly recommend starting on WordPress.com because you can move to a WordPress.org site. And I would say one third of all the websites on the internet right now are WordPress.org websites. So it's taken over the world. Well, I started blogging and I realized in 2009 that I needed to take my writing to the next level. So I joined a writer's group. And so I wanted to talk a little bit about writers' groups and why you should attend them. You know, we as writers, we are elusive creatures. I think we come out at night and we hope nobody's going to see our bags of jalapeno chips, the coffee, see us in our pajamas. I do that often. I'm writing in my pajamas, in the chair, or in my office. But here's the deal. One thing is certain. We're never going to get very far. We're never going to do what we want to do without the help of other writers by our side. We can think we're going to be the next biggest blogger out there. We think we're going to be the next Michael Hyatt or the next Cliff Ravenscraft or the next Jeff Goins or the next Seth Godin. We think we're going to be these people. We think these people are the gods of the blogging industry, and we're going to become them as long as we just blog regularly, right? No, it doesn't work that way. We're not going to be the next Stephen King. We're not going to be the next Jerry B. Jenkins. We're not going to be the next Jim Collins. We're not going to be these people. But we can use these people to inspire us to move forward. We can use these people to help us stay grounded. And the best part is, if we learn to attend writers groups, and you can find all kinds of writers groups in your area. One of the best ways to do it is Google. Also, if you have a writer's market guide, and any writer, I encourage you to buy a writer's market guide. I have not purchased this year's yet, but if you want to kind of know what's happening in your area, what writer groups are in your area, pick up a writer's market guide, because it's going to point you in the direction that you need to go for finding these groups. And it'll give you times and dates and locations. And within these groups, a lot of times, and I can say this because I am on the board for the Minnesota Christian Writers Guild. If you live in the state of Minnesota, I encourage you to check it out, mnchristianwriters.com, mnchristianwriters.com. And I do encourage you to check out our website. I have a lot of great stuff. And go there even if you are not in the state of Minnesota. I have several ebooks that I've written that can help you in your craft as well. And they're completely free. You don't need to even give your email address for it. You can just simply download them. So that's my gift to you. But attending a writer's group, attending a monthly writer's group, are going to provide a camaraderie of like-minded people and people who desire to be published. That's what it is. That's what it's about. Writers guilds or writers groups, they're going to do a few different things. One, they're going to give you publishing opportunities. So if you want your book published, if you want to take your message to the next level, these groups are going to make that possible. A lot of these groups bring in solid teaching from accomplished authors, bloggers, and writers who have turned their hobby into a living. And I think that's the other thing, is if you are wanting to take your writing seriously and you want to become somebody who is an accomplished writer, who's looked at as an accomplished writer, you have to learn from accomplished writers. And you want to take going from the hobby writing into something that's going to make you some money. And it doesn't matter if it's $2 here, $2 there. It doesn't matter. Because you want to make a little bit of money from your writing, and whether you are able to turn that into a living or you are able to turn that into supplemental income, it doesn't matter. If people are paying you for your work, that means you have, in a sense, arrived. Now, it doesn't make you an accomplished author. It just means that you are on your way to becoming an accomplished author. Also, it's going to develop It's going to help you develop friendships with other writers that are going to last a lifetime, that you can support with ideas, and these friendships are going to help you cultivate and develop your craft. And that's what a writer's group does. It really helps you cultivate your craft so that you can be the best writer possible. All right. So that's why I believe you should attend a writer's group, is because it's going to give you opportunities to get published. It's going to give you solid, solid teaching from accomplished writers to help you go from hobby to professional. And then it's going to develop these friendships that are going to help support you in developing your craft. Secondly, is I believe every writer should attend a writer seminar. Now, the reason why I say that is a writer seminar is a one-day in-depth training on one topic. I was a couple weeks ago, I just attended the Minnesota Christian Writers Guild all-day seminar with best-selling author and speaker Bob Hostetler. Well, this one-day seminar, it gave me so many new insights on how to better write articles, and it gave me a lot more information on editing my work, and I'll probably talk a little bit about this in a future episode on how to edit your work in a much easier way to help take your craft of writing to the next level. But writer seminars are going to give you solid teaching and solid training, just like the guild. They're going to bring in the best selling authors. They're going to bring in the big wigs, and if you're lucky enough, they may even bring him in to one of your monthly meetings, which is pretty cool. Now, I believe without the proper tools of trade, our writing is going to fall flat. It's going to be rejected as soon as an editor sees it. So if we take the time, if we spend just a little bit of money, spend a little bit of money each year, give a day to yourself for solid teaching that you can apply to your writing now, you're going to be light years ahead of anybody who considers themselves a writer and they have never attended a guild or a seminar or a conference. And, you know, and that's the other thing, you should attend a writer's conference. There's one coming up here in St. Paul. I'm going to try to find it in the for the show notes, but I encourage you to attend a conference because you're going to have a chance to meet with editors and pitch your book to these editors and help them see what kind of a writer you are. And it's really the only way today to get yourself published by a major house is to actually get in front of the editors with your query letter, with sample chapters, etc., so that you can get your foot in the door for even just the conversation of getting your book published. So, you know, if you want to take your writing to the next level, you have to attend writer seminars. You have to attend writers' conferences. It's the only way you're going to get traditionally published. Otherwise, the stuff that I talk about here, I can help you get your stuff into writing, but if you don't take my advice on going to conferences and being part of writers' guilds, you're not going to get your stuff published traditionally. You know, I'm just the gatekeeper in helping you get your writing out into the world. These groups, these organizations, their sole purpose is designed to teach you how to get traditionally published. And I can tell you the methods work. The methods work. I've been published in magazines. I've been published in the Huffington Post. I've been published in local newspapers. I've been published in a couple other magazines. And I got to tell you, it actually works. If you follow the guidelines, if you follow the steps, if you follow the tools, you're going to get published. And that's what writer seminars are going to do for you. If you take your writing seriously enough to actually spend the money and invest in your writing, you're going to be able to write more than if you were to try to do this all on your own. So thirdly is you have to spend money on writer's courses. There is a plethora of online writers' courses. If you go to Udemy or Teachable, they got all kinds of different people who are selling writers' courses. That's a great way to do it. Jeff Goins, if you go to Goins Writer, G-O-I-N-S, GoinsWriter.com, you're going to have a lot of great information there on writing, on blogging, on getting your stuff published. And Jeff Goins is a best New York Times bestselling author. There are a lot of great books out there on the craft of writing. One of the things that one of the books that come to mind immediately right now is Stephen King on Writing. So if you're wanting to write a book, Stephen King on Writing is a great book for you to read. And if you've never read it, I encourage you to read it. Also, another one, this is a classic. It's by William Zinser. The publishing industry calls this, "Do you have a copy of Zinser?" They don't even give it the title of the book. I haven't given it to you yet. "Do you have a copy of Zinser?" The name of the book is called On Writing Well by William Zinser. And you can buy that on my blog. I have that available. You can buy that on the right-hand column under a column called Support This Blog. I have four books that I highly encourage every writer to buy. It's only going to cost you under $20 to get all of these books. So I encourage you to, $25, I guess, to get all of these books. So On Writing Well by William Zinser. The other one is called The Art of War for Writers. These are little strategic pages, little strategic chapters to help you take your writing to the next level. It's a great book. I have it on my desk all the time. The other one by Strunk and White. William Strunk wrote a book with Mr. White. I can't think of his first name right now. Called The Elements of Style. So On Writing Well by William Zinser and The Elements of Style by Strunk and White. And these two are the gold standard which all editors use. If you don't follow the teachings in these books, you're never going to get published. So you can buy that on my website as well. It's $3. You can't beat that. The other thing is by a fellow Minnesota author who is a best-selling Christian romance novelist. She writes absolutely fantastic books. And if you're a fiction writer, you need this book. It's called Rivet Your Readers with Deep Point of View. It's a fantastic little ebook. It's, I think, maybe 30 pages long. It's not a very big book. It's a fantastic book on learning how to write deep point of view characters for your novels. And if you don't know what deep point of view is when you are writing a certain character or a certain scene, you are stuck inside that person's head, but the writer or the author, you as the narrator, are silent. And all you know that's going on is what's happening through the eyes of the person in which you're reading. And that's how you should be writing most of your stuff anyway. So Rivet Your Readers with Deep Point of View. It is a fantastic book. So you can buy all four of these books on my website. Just go to jbsism.com, and on the right-hand side of my blog, you will find this. It's pretty close to the top. You can click on them. It'll take you right to Amazon, and you can buy all four of these books. So spend the money on developing your craft. If you want some writer's courses, these are some really great writer's courses. Now, I've not personally taken these yet. They are on my list to take. So don't worry. I'm not giving you any ideas that I would never do myself. So I am going to be taking these at some point when some of the doors for these classes open. But Ted Decker, New York Times and USA Times best-selling author Ted Decker, who is one of the most prolific Christian novelists today, has a online writer's course called The Creative Way. And he walks you through step-by-step process, as well as you get a chance to have your work edited and looked at by a New York Times best-selling author. Awesome. So anyway, if you want that, yes, you are going to spend a little bit of money. It's about $2,000. But you're going to spend that anyway if you go to a writer's conference. So $2,000, and he walks you through how to get your book written. Secondly is Jerry Jenkins, New York Times bestselling author Jerry Jenkins of the Left Behind series. Whether you are a Christian writer or not, Jerry Jenkins has written more novels than any other author in all genres, period. Jerry Jenkins has written more books, more novels than any other author, period. So he has a plethora of online learning courses, and that's why he is one of the best writers in the industry today. So jerryjenkins.com, fantastic. He's got a great blog as well. I encourage you to follow his blog. And then thirdly, James Patterson, who's also a New York Times bestselling author and one of the best writers out there as well. He's the one that did all the Alex Cross novels. And anyway, he has a master class. It's about, I think, $200. He has a master's class, and he teaches you his step-by-step process of how he writes his books. And he gives you, for the first time ever, a rough draft copy, an outline of one of his books. So you can't pass that one up before it's gone. So it's a master class. So just type in James Patterson's master class in Google, and that'll take you right to where you need to go. So anyway, I'm planning on taking all three of these. I will have the links to all of this in the show notes. You can find the full show notes at jbsism.com/092. jbsism.com/092. And the 100th episode is going to be coming up here. I'm really excited about that because I have some things up my sleeve, and if I can make them work, the 100th episode is going to be awesome. I'm also, once I hit the 100th episode, I am going to do a giveaway. That's right. I'm going to do a really, really fun giveaway, and I hope you stick around for the 100th episode because you're going to want to stay to the very end of that episode, and I'm going to be giving away some pretty awesome prizes. So if you want to take everything that you're doing to the next level, this is the event that you're going to want to stick around to. So if I can pull some of the stuff off that I'm thinking, it's going to be awesome. Well, anyway, I hope that you have found today's topic incredibly valuable because, you know, whatever you do to further your craft of writing, you know, take the time to spend just a little bit of money. You're going to thank me later if you do spend some money on your writing. Writing is difficult. It's lonely. We're reclusive. We don't like to come out of our caves very often, but we don't think that we need any help for our craft. But the irony of that is you're never going to get published if you don't seek out the tools you need to succeed in your craft as a writer. Well, my friends, thank you so much for listening to today's episode. I hope you have found this valuable. And again, you can find the full show notes at jbsism.com/092. And if you could do me a favor, tell somebody about the show. Let's help spread the message here at jbsism.com. Well, my friends, God bless. I will see you next week right here at jbsism.com. All right, my friends, God bless. Bye-bye for now. I'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening. This has been the JB Sism Show. You can find the archives of the show at jbsism.com or on iTunes. Don't forget to visit jbsism.com to download a special ebook when you sign up for the free newsletter. You'll get new episodes, updates, and so much more. This podcast is copyright Jason Sism and Sism Enterprise, all rights reserved. Until next week, stay motivated with clarity, take your message to the next level, and find success in your family, ministry, and life.